Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our high nearing 80. Clear skies overnight tonight with a low around 52. Some showers and thunderstorms are possible throughout the day Thursday, otherwise sunny with a high of 81. Then showers will continue throughout Thursday night with a low of 55. Some rain early on Friday, then partly sunny with a high of 72 and mostly clear in 44 throughout Friday night. And sunshine on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently, it's 50 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Education advocates across the state of Kansas are still advocating Kansas Governor Laura Kelly veto the education funding bill that was passed by the state legislature in the 2023 session, saying that it funds school vouchers for private schools across the state, along with not adequately funding special education for public education as well. But with our sit down with Speaker of the House Dan Hawkins, he says both those allegations are untrue.
When we say that we have constitutionally funded education, it is absolutely correct. They cannot get us on not being constitutional. Now, she wanted $72 million extra for the special education funding, and she had a way to get that, but she wasn't going to do that. And right. That was, we did actually have a school choice plan out. The media has been playing off of these education lobbyists that's saying that this educational funding bill has vouchers. It doesn't.
Mid-America Network News.
El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54. Proudly serving farmers and ranchers with weekly cattle sales each Thursday at 11 a.m. The order of sale is stock cows and bulls, followed by calves, feeder cattle, then butcher cows and bulls. The goal at El Dorado Livestock Auction is to use an honest, full-value approach that attracts the best buyers and creates a competitive market for our sellers. El Dorado Livestock Auction strives to develop a friendly, personal relationship with each customer and understand their individual business needs. You can see a full list of consignments online at eldoradolivestock.com or pick up the phone and call 316-320-3212 with any questions. El Dorado Livestock Auction, a sale every Thursday at 11 a.m. El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54.
Congressional leaders from the state of Kansas are praising the latest decision coming from the U.S. Supreme Court after striking down the 2015 cleanup power plan from the Obama administration that was intended to cut carbon emissions from power plants across the nation, including here in Kansas. KAKE News reports that the new plans from the Environmental Protection Agency were released late last week on a way to, quote, cost-effective and available control technologies with the hopes of cutting near 617 million metric tons of CO2 emissions between now and 2042. They say that is equivalent to reducing the annual emissions of 137 million passenger vehicles. However, power plants across the nation have been fighting against the new policies, warning that it could be destructive to electric reliability, along with acceleration of the power plant closures that we've seen across the nation. States across the nation, including the state of Kansas, are challenging the new rules from the Environmental Protection Agency while talking with utilities and corporations regarding the decarbonization goals. Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Get $70 back via reward card after online submission with your purchase of 4 new Michelin passenger or light truck tires at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville. Start summer with savings. Drive Michelin and the Michelin Pilot Sport all season 4. Get $70 via reward card after online submission with your purchase of 4 new Michelin passenger or light truck tires. Buy now. Terms and conditions apply. Full details. Offer extends through June 2nd at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Central Platte Natural Resources District has announced a new cost-sharing program for a sensor-based management of fertigation for the 2023 growing season. KSMB Local Channel 4 reports that the new program will be providing $11 an acre with a two-year commitment to maximize fields on the 320 acres in total, with the goal and hopes to provide some financial assistance for many landowners and operators of the land to utilize services and deliver real-time image-based nutrient recommendations directly throughout the growing season. They see some of the recommendations, including the management of nitrogen within the soil, along with water quality management in the area. In order to qualify for the program, if you are interested, your land must be pivot or SDI irrigated with priority given to those using a chemigation system. And to sign up, you can call 308-385-6282. You can also email Cole at cpnrd.org. Mid-America Network News.
Thank you for calling. Our operators are busy at the moment. Please hold the line, and we will answer you shortly.
Stop the madness! With Blue Valley, there's less time on hold, more time together. Blue Valley Technologies offers reliable internet that works when you need it. And if there's an issue, we have local customer support that will make sure you're back online in no time. Find out more at bluevalley.net.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last week was mostly routine business. They briefly discussed construction of a new health department building and plan a groundbreaking ceremony. Final applications are being approved with construction to begin soon. Shoulder rock has been completed on the Blue Rapids Blacktop. Funding of $12,500 was approved for the Marshall County Arts Cooperative Summer Arts Camp through the Special Alcohol Fund. Nilani Clark has been hired as deputy sheriff. She has investigative experience. Marshall County is seeking applications for a full-time jailer position at this time. At the recommendation of the county treasurer, Melody Gurman was appointed deputy treasurer. Washington County commissioners approved giving a monetary one-time stipend to employees when they retire instead of a plaque. Amounts will range from $200 for 10-year employees, increasing in five-year increments to $1,000 for a 45-year employee. TC Energy, the owner of the Keystone Pipeline, announced the company has completed its in-creek recovery after approximately 12,000 barrels of oil spilled into a Washington County creek in December. TC Energy says it's finished the in-creek recovery of the discharged oil that affected Mill Creek and will continue progressing with restoration activities along the shoreline. The company expects to be on site until fall to continue monitoring the environment, which is subject to change due to timing. Nemaha County Commissioners met in special session last Wednesday to discuss hiring of non-elected personnel. At their regular meeting last Monday, discussion regarding Humboldt, Allison, and the Baileyville roads as a detour during construction on Highway 50 brought a reply that the Nebraska Department of Roads has never granted another state funding for use of roads during a detour. Area residents had complained about traffic and the dust generated. Blue Valley Technologies reports progress on the fiber-to-home conversion project in Marysville with 9 of 22 sectors complete. Mapping of remaining communities, including Waterville, Hanover, Washington, and Frankfort, continues. Blue Valley was a grant recipient for much of the work, excluding Marysville. This was through the USDA Broadband Reconnect program, funding half of construction and implementation costs. $10,000 bond was set for a Holton man, Elijah Walker, who was arrested May 9th after Washington County authorities responded to a call of a shortstop in Washington. Pending are charges of criminal threat and assault of law enforcement, theft, and disorderly contact. Walker is currently being held at the Washington County Jail on $10,000 bond. $25,000 bond has been set for a Corning woman in connection with charges of sexual exploitation of a child. Caitlin Hyatt, age 19, was arrested in Nemaha County Monday after investigation of felony sex charges involving a child under age 18 that occurred around February 18th. Marysville Rotary Club will celebrate with the community their 100th anniversary, hosting a barbecue and mixer Wednesday beginning at 5 in the gazebo park on the Kester Block in Marysville. Mary A. Parmentier, age 72, of Topeka, passed away Saturday. Funeral service is planned Thursday at 2 following a visitation at the American Legion in Marysville from 10 until 2. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Mary Parmentier. Damien L. Cook, age 59, of Baileyville, passed away Tuesday. Mass of Christian burial Friday, 10:30 at Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Baileyville. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Thursday evening at the church, with the Lauer Funeral Home of Seneca in charge of arrangements for Damien Cook. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, ham balls, cheesy potato casserole, Scandinavian blend, cottage cheese with peaches, and a cookie.
Tomorrow, turkey, tetrazzini, French bread, salad, and cinnamon applesauce. KNDY News Time is 7:14.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If you are looking for a new career opportunity, the Marshall County Sheriff's Department is accepting applications for jail staff. Applicants must be 18 years of age, have a high school diploma or equivalent, no felony or domestic violence charges, and pass a drug and background check, along with an entry-level exam. Starting at $20 per hour plus benefits, including paid vacation, sick hours, retirement, and health packages, applicants must be expected to book, search, transport, and assist in the care of inmates along with other duties. Jail staff shifts are 12 hours, 4 days on and 4 days off, allowing for more flexibility in your schedule. Applications can be picked up at the Marshall County Sheriff's Office, 107 South 13th Street, Marysville, or online at marshallcoks.org. Contact Sheriff Tim Ackerman for further questions or to apply for this jailer position with the Marshall County Sheriff's Department.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying warmer today, sunshine with our highs in the lower 80s. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the lower 50s. Some showers and thunderstorms are possible off and on throughout Thursday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid-70s and lower 80s. And more showers are likely throughout Thursday night with our lows in the lower to upper 50s. Still a chance for some showers early on Friday, then partly sunny with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. And mostly clear throughout Friday night with our lows in the lower to mid 40s. Sunshine throughout the day on Saturday with our highs in the mid 70s. And clear skies Saturday night with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Still more sunshine throughout Sunday with our highs in the lower 80s. And partly cloudy throughout Sunday night with our lows in the lower to mid 50s. Temperatures still staying warmer as we head into early next week. Sunshine on Monday with our highs in the lower 80s. And clear Monday night with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-May, 76. Record high on this date, 96. The average low, 55. And the record low, 30. Sunset this evening, 8:35. Sunrise in the morning at 6:13. Early morning fog burning off with sunshine and 50 degrees. And that's a check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 17th of May. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
The supplies you choose when replacing or rebuilding after a storm matter just as much as who you call to do the job. Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber carry the highest quality building materials when you need them. From shingles to storm doors, roofing and siding, paint and lawn to finish the job, and always ready for pickup. Save time, save money, save worry after the storm. From start to finish, all in one stop, visit Hometown Lumber in Marysville or Axtell Lumber today.
The Nuggets draw first blood. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The NBA's Western Conference Finals opened in Denver. The Nuggets ran off to a 21-point third-quarter lead on the Lakers before L.A. rallied furiously, closing to within three a few times in the fourth. Nikola ain't no Jokic. The difference, a 34-21-14 triple-double in Denver's 132-126 win.
We need to defend first so we can play fast. That's the goal, especially because how we know how they are good in transition, and that's a big part of their game, transition and fast break points. And whenever we have offensive rebounds, we can go, that's the best points we can get.
Jamal Murray added 31 points. The Lakers' Anthony Davis shrugged off a slow start to score 40 in the loss. Game 2 Thursday night. The Eastern Conference Final opens tonight. The Celtics hosting the Heat. The San Antonio Spurs won the draft lottery and will pick number 1, followed by the Hornets, Blazers, Rockets, and Pistons. Baseball, a day after being accused of cheating by the Blue Jays, the Yankees' Aaron Judge silenced Toronto in the top of the eighth with a runner on and a 3-3 tie.
0-1. Swing and a high drive. Center field. It is deep. It is gone. A home run.
good. The call on WFAN. Judge's go-ahead home run put the Yankees up for good. They double up the Blue Jays 6-3. Yankees hurler Domingo Germán was ejected in the fourth inning after an umpire checked him for outlawed sticky stuff. The best record in baseball, Rays, paid a visit to the Mets at Citi Field. Top 3-2 on, and Isaac Paredes at the plate.
Swinging a fly ball, fairly well hit to left. Going back and over, and now onto the track, and leaping and watching it bang off the wall. It's a home run.
The call on WDAE. Paredes would go deep again in the fifth. Rays down the Mets 8-5. Rangers beat the Braves 7-4. Brewers edge the Cardinals 3-2, and the Twins beat the Dodgers 5-1. Leg 2 of the UEFA Champions League semis. Inter Milan beat AC Milan 1-0 and advanced to the finals, winning 3-0 on aggregate. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
May is Maytag Month at your hometown Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Store. Large capacity Maytag washers and dryers are marked $5.88 each. And now buy three appliances and receive an additional $200 gift card free from Maytag. Brand Source Appliance also has large selections of in-stock appliances from Bosch, LG, Samsung, and Whirlpool. And always free shipping to your door within 100 miles on all purchases $2.99 and up. Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Store in Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
In this area, storms are inevitable. If one of these recent storms has caused damage to your roof, the call you need to make is to Lozano Construction and Roofing in Seneca. Serving North Central and Northeast Kansas, call 785-336-1583. Offering free estimates and the highest quality work, call Lozano Construction and Roofing today. Mother Nature moves quickly. Respond quicker by calling 785-336-1583 for all of your storm damage needs. That's Lozano Construction and Roofing in Seneca.
Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Jeff Aiken. It is Wednesday, May the 17th. Before we get going on this Wednesday, let's take a look back at yesterday. Here are your final numbers for Tuesday. July corn finished at 581 and a quarter, down 11 and a quarter. September corn finished at 506 and a half, down 11 and a half. Kansas City wheat for July final price, 895 and a quarter, down 3. Kansas City wheat for September, 884 and a half, down 1. Oats for July, 345 final price, up 4 and a quarter. September oats finished up 3 quarters at 348. Soybeans for July final price, 1364, down 36 and 3 quarters. August soybeans, 1298 and a quarter, down 30. Taking a look at cotton for July. Final price, 8338, up $1. Cotton for October, 8351, up 98 cents. Live cattle for June, 163.87 and a half. Your high was 164.55, low 163.65. Live cattle for August, final price, $162.47 and a half cents. That's down 27 and a half cents. Your high was 162.95, low 162.25. Feeder cattle for May, $205.70. Your final price, down 80 cents. Your high, 206.80, low 205.35. Feeder cattle for August, final price, $231.47. Now that's up 42.5 cents. And let's look at your market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Ag producers depend on Abilene Machine for high-quality ag replacement parts. In addition to tractor and combine parts, they carry planter, drill, and tillage parts. Need coulter blade, soil saver mold boards, chisel plow points, or field cultivator sweeps? What about seed boots? Opener discs or tubes for your planter or drill? Abilene Machine has them for John Deere, Great Plains, Ty, Case IH, Kinsey, and New Holland. To view and order parts online, visit AbileneMachine.com.
Netflix series star Tyler Henry, the Hollywood medium, is bringing his live show, An Evening of Hope and Healing, to you. Plus, live readings along with an audience Q&A. He has sold out venues across North America. Tyler Henry, the Hollywood medium. Saturday, July 1st at First Council Casino. Get tickets now at 7clans.com or 866-966-1777. Another breath of fresh air for Mentor Visions.
Clothing, boots, accessories, and more in stock at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, where great prices come with friendly service. For the Western or everyday work lifestyle, outfit every member of your crew with jeans, boots, shirts, outerwear, and accessories, too. Plus, ranchers know that everything to keep your animal healthy and safe is found at Valley Vet. Order online for delivery or pick up in store. Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, your dedicated source for all things livestock, pet, and horse supplies.
Taking place May 19th through the 21st in Pittsburgh, Kansas, the Four State Farm Show offers a unique opportunity for producers to incite innovation. I'm Malia Walker, and this is Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network. Kansas Corn Growers Association Secretary and Kansas producer Chad Epler discusses the value of the farm's workshops at the Four State Farm Show.
As a former educator, I'm always interested about the education of not just young people, but really anybody. And this was an opportunity to bring in scientists, people that work in the lab, and connect them with producers who have boots on the ground every day and find out what are the issues that they could maybe help us with. And I think it's just a unique connection. Being a part of that the first year really was pretty cool. It is a unique opportunity for producers to be a part of.
Epler explains how producers can educate scientists.
That first year, we had scientists and lab folks come from Arizona State, Virginia Tech, Pitt State, Kansas State, and they would understand some topics and some of the things that we're dealing with on the farm, and some did not. And so you got that wow look. And to me, when you see that wow look, it's an opportunity to educate. And once those folks kind of understood what we're dealing with here, whether it's a livestock issue, a crop issue, a chemical issue, any kind of ag issue that we have here locally, then they start piecing it together and go, well, maybe there's a way that we can help from our seat. And so there's that connection. And that's what keeps me very interested, is that wow factor. And, you know, somebody learns something for the first time and there might be a solution somewhere hidden, maybe in their minds, the else's mind, but it takes a connection and that spark. And I think that's what the farms program does.
Epler goes on to emphasize the importance of producer feedback.
Being in a leadership role, you want to make sure that your ears are always open. I always try to make sure that I'm listening to what is being said and who is saying it, just because it's not an issue at your farm. Just because that is not a factor here, it might be to somebody else. And so the more that we connect with our fellow growers and producers and then reach out, you know, the associations, and that could be just networking, connections, talking, letting them know that, hey, you know, here's a unique opportunity with the farms program that we can reach people that want to find a scientific way to solve a problem that's happening on your farm. I think it's well worth the time. People go to farm shows to see what they want to see. That's just what it is. But I hope they take the time to actually stop and listen and engage, because that's what the universities want from us. And who better to get that information than the folks that are on the ground, working every day, having these issues, dealing with things, whether it's a crop or livestock issue, maybe somebody can help. And I think that would be something that we all need to engage in.
That was Kansas producer Chad Epler discussing the value of the farms workshops at the Four State Farm Show. I'm Malia Walker, and this has been Agriculture Today.
Forget the fad diet of the week. We're talking the tried and true nutritional advice our ancestors lived by on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible 2-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At meltingbelly.com, we share this 2-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, May 17th, the 137th day of the year. Comedian Bob Saget was born on this day, and the first Kentucky Derby was run on this day in 1875. There's a growing school of thought that says that diets of our great-great-grandparents may turn out to be a model for healthy eating. The more we learn about dietary fat and cholesterol, the more it looks like whole milk, butter, eggs, meat, and seasonal fruits and vegetables are perfectly acceptable in a healthy person's menu. But if you're going to eat like your ancestors, remember some of the accompanying wisdom they've left us. Advice like always leave the table a little hungry. Don't eat anything that won't eventually spoil. And one of our favorite rules of thumb, don't eat anything that your great-grandmother wouldn't recognize as food. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
7:30 from KNDY, sunshine and 50 with the early morning fog burning off quickly. Highs a little warmer, highs near 80 on tap for today.
Sports, I'm Doug Downs. Seven players for the Kansas City Royals last night recorded hits as the Royals got eight hits and a 5-4 win over the Padres. They tie the series at one apiece now. The two teams will wrap up the series with a matinee this afternoon. It is a 3:10 Central Time first pitch. NBA Western Conference Finals last night as the Denver Nuggets taking game one against the Los Angeles Lakers with a 132-126 win. The Eastern Conference Finals get underway tonight with Miami and the Celtics. A familiar last name will be joining the Kansas Jayhawk basketball team. Former KU star Christian Brown's brother Parker Brown will be joining the Jayhawks. Parker Brown is like his brother at 6'10", weighs 215 pounds, but is more of a post player. Parker spent his first two seasons at Missouri, where he averaged 2 points and 1.2 rebounds in 44 games. A major announcement is coming tomorrow in regards to the 2026 World Cup, which will be played at Arrowhead Stadium. Arrowhead Stadium will need $50 million in renovations before the World Cup begins.
Working in agriculture, you face challenges.
Marysville and Minneapolis girls softball teams advanced with first-round wins in the regional softball competition at Concordia Tuesday. Marysville, the number 6 seed, knocked off third seed Concordia 3-1. Second seed Minneapolis handled Russell Victoria 12-2. Marysville High baseball games were postponed until Wednesday at Nema Hall Central. Marysville will play 25 minutes after the first game, which is set to get underway at 2 o'clock. Those regional baseball games at Nema Hall Central. Marysville will face Silver Lake. Bulldogs of the number 6, Silver Lake the number 3 seed.
Prairie Band Casino wants to know, how do you play? Are you chasing that ace at the blackjack table? Are you mastering me time at the Cedar and Sage Spa? Or are you trying to drive it to the moon at the Top Golf Swing Suites? No matter how you play, Prairie Band Casino and Resort has something for everyone. Discover more ways to play your way.
All of the staff at Beatrice Scrap Processing honors and supports the fine men and women of the Beatrice Police Department and takes this time to thank them for their unwavering dedication, honorable service, and daily protection. From Beatrice Scrap Processing, proud to support our local police force.
KNDY.
Some good old boys, never meaning no harm. This is the country you remember. Your hometown country station, KNDY.
You're my soul song. My everything that I do song.
pick me up when I'm blue song. That's why I sing all the time. You're my soul song. That's why I call you my solid gold song. Nothing in the world could ever go wrong as long as you are mine. Never in the world have I seen anybody like you. Feel good feeling through and through, and it's so fine. I'm up with the sun cause I don't wanna waste it. I love you so much I can almost taste it. I can't sit still when I look up and see you coming. I start humming. You're my soul song. My keep me safe from all harm. Shelter from the storm song. That's why I sing all the time. You're my soul song. My keep me warm when I'm cold song. Nothing in the world could ever go wrong as long as you are mine.
With Mo next weekend, a show with Johnny Lee and Janie Fricke. Man, that's quite the lineup. And quite the lineup here, too. Tom Teal and Dan Seals coming.
Classic country.